SafeLight, information security educators offering on-demand and instructor-led training courses for development teams, general staff, and IT staff. Details at safelightsecurity.com and RSA Booth 1831.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast to help you, the security solution provider, better serve your customers. I'm Jane Wright, and it's great to have you with us. The annual RSA conference will take place in San Francisco next week. And as you know, it's always an important event for IT security professionals. But with so many sessions, exhibits, peer groups, and keynotes, it's possible you could miss out on the areas that are most important to you as a security solution provider. So in this podcast, we'll be talking to Kevin McDonald, Executive Vice President and Director of Compliance Practices at Elvaca Networks, Inc., a managed services and security provider in Orange County, California. Kevin is not only a senior security and compliance consultant, he is also a sought-after serial conference delegate, panelist, and presenter. Kevin is here to give you some suggestions and tips to get the most out of the RSA conference next week, as well as any other conferences you may be attending in the future. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jane.
Kevin, what would you say are the top industry trends of interest to security solution providers this year?
Well, I think, of course, the big buzzword on many levels has been cloud. But in the security world in particular, cloud computing has raised several challenges from how do you secure it, how do you attest to who is responsible, and of course the whole issue of compliance and regulatory rules. So I would say that one of the major issues is going to be cloud. I also know that the use of virtualization and VMware-like products are starting to cause a bit of a challenge as well when it comes to security. And then we recognize that many of the script kiddie days are over, and we're now facing the professional hacker. So I would say between those three issues, we're going to see a lot of coverage on those issues at the event.
Now, looking at the planned agenda for the 2011 RSA conference, do you see any interesting changes this year compared to previous years?
Not that I would say that stood out in a big way. I will certainly be much more able to speak to that when I get to the conference. But what I do know is that what hasn't changed is the RSA conference has a phenomenal list of speakers and a group of professionals that I can't wait to actually be in the audience watching them.
There are 15 tracks at this year's conference, and they range from cryptography to technology infrastructure to cloud security. What tracks do you think will be most useful to a solution provider attending the conference this year?
Well, I think that brings to a bigger question, and that is that if you are ever attending a conference, you first need to figure out who you are and what it is exactly that you need to get out of the conference. Because if you look at the world of security, you have the analyst and those that are doing the metrics and gathering data. You have the practitioner that's actually out delivering services or touching the keyboard per se, and you have the consultant practitioner that may be consulting on strategic planning, dealing with regulatory compliance, and then you have the business development folks and the executives. So what I suggest is that you look at the tracks and don't get mired in the overwhelming numbers of possibilities. Really select out what are your goals for the year, what do you think are the most important subjects that you need to cover, and then run through that track. You may actually want to take a combination of different tracks or different variants of presentations to make sure that you get a little bit of both. Now, that's not to say, if you're a technician, that you don't want to look at the regulatory compliance side or the business development side. In fact, one of, I think, the biggest weaknesses in our current strategy as a nation in general is that we have a group of siloed professionals, many of them very little view or understanding of the other silo standing next to them. So I think conferences like this are a really good chance to cross over into areas that you may not normally be comfortable with or may not be germane to your day-to-day activity, but certainly could enhance your ability to be a true professional.
In the interest of time and budget, some people may decide to just go to the expo portion of the conference. How can security solution providers get the most out of their time at the expo? For example, are there any not-to-be-missed exhibits?
Well, you know, I actually make sure that if I go to these events that I actually cover the entire conference floor. So while I say that there are the stalwarts, there are the cryptographic groups and the semantics of the world that have the larger big picture, the CAs of the world that are, you know, have the pulse on what's going on in the world. But those smaller startup companies that you may not see at any other conference rather than RSA, I recommend you look at the more boutique or more unique products while you're at this conference, because you can get information on the major vendors just about anywhere. Now, I, on the other hand, take a Rolly briefcase with me, and I don't spend a lot of time at any one booth. I take the opportunity to grab as much material as I can so that I can then go back to my hotel room, read through it, and then if I go the following day back to the conference floor, I can actually walk through and pick out the vendors that I want to speak to. So rather than trying to do too much up front, you can either do the front-end research and spend a lot of time on websites and so on, or you can walk through that conference floor quickly, gather your materials, go back, do your research, then go and choose the ones that you want to spend more time with.
Do you think the peer-to-peer sessions are a good investment of time for the security solution provider, or are the tutorials more likely to give the security solution provider some real information that he or she can use right away?
I think that really depends. I'm a strong believer in networking and peer-to-peer, and in fact, many of the secrets that I've used over the years, from everything from techniques in the security world itself to how to operate and deal with the politics and the other things involved. So again, I really look at who are you, what are you looking to get out of it. If you truly are just a keyboard individual who's practicing day-to-day, then of course you want to get down into the minutiae of techniques and the depths of how things are done. If you're not in that actual practitioner's picture, then I suggest you do take a much more mixed approach. Take the opportunity to ask people, what are they seeing and trending? What is working? What isn't working? What are the challenges that they've seen? This is the only way that we can, one, discover the difference between what a vendor's marketing or what the press is telling us versus what the reality is on the ground for many of the businesses. So I frankly find the networking face-to-face, as long as you actually do it, to be far more powerful than spending all of your time on the track of tutorials. Now, if you don't spend a lot of time at other conferences, then you want to get as much networking as you can. If you do spend time at a great deal of conferences throughout the year, as I do, then that networking becomes a little less important because you spend much of your time at other conferences being less focused on minutiae as well. So it really depends on how you operate as a professional.
Do you have any final words on how security solution providers can get the most out of this conference?
I sincerely believe that you should spend a good amount of time reading who's going to be there, what speakers are going to be there. For example, some of the speakers that I saw are just phenomenally powerful people in the way that they are on the pulse of what's happening. So an example would be William Nguyen, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, or part of the cryptographers panel, Chief Scientist from RSA and the Security Vision of EMC. Francis D'Souza, the Senior Vice President of Enterprise Security at Symantec, and of course, if you're at all a fan the way that I am of Vishal Kaku, you want to see Michio speak, then you might get some fun out of it too. I will caution you, conferences are a very quick place for people to get themselves into trouble, so remember, while you want to network and have fun in the evening, make sure that you're feeling well in the morning.
Good final words of advice. Kevin McDonald, Executive Vice President and Director of Compliance Practices at Alvaca Networks, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in an upcoming edition of Patrolling the Channel, let us know. You can email us at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. That's editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. And don't forget to check out our entire podcast archive. Just search for Patrolling the Channel. Until next time, I'm Jane Wright.